This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. Today I have Michael Cornfield with me, who's an adjunct professor of political management at George Washington University in D.C., and he's also an author of two books on online campaigning. And we are going to be talking about the use of social media in politics because, as some of you listeners may remember, I did a show on this a while back, and Peter Lydon brought up, who was my interview at that time, that marketers are really looking to the political candidates and how they're using social media and adopting a lot of what they're doing in their companies. And so I wanted to talk to Michael Cornfield, who's with me today, all about the best practices and what he's seen, because he is really the expert of it. He's been following it for at least 10 years, and as I said, he's written two books on it. So, Michael, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Great to be here with you, Jennifer.
Great. So what is or are the best practices that you've seen with companies, or excuse me, with candidates?
Well, lesson one, of course, is what the best practice depends on what the strategic goals and resources are. And the campaigns differ in that. We have that in dramatic display this year with the presidential campaigns because we have two very close races, one in each party. It's the best race from a spectator's standpoint in at least 50 years. And we have some different approaches which fit the styles and strengths and weaknesses and goals of each of the campaigns. I think in talking about use of social networks, the best campaign to probably start with would be the John Edwards campaign because he's trying to use more social networking sites than anyone else. If you went to the John Edwards campaign website at johnedwards.com and you clicked on the social networking page, you would see 23 social networking sites and an explanation of what each site does. So I would recommend to any marketer who's thinking about social networking sites and has heard of MySpace and Facebook but may not have heard of Zanga or Dig or some of the others to go start with Edwards. Now, that said, he's got 23 of them up there. How is he using it? And basically, the Edwards campaign is following the approach of MoveOn.org, the advocacy online advocacy juggernaut with over 3 million members. And what MoveOn has done is when it runs a campaign, it divides it into one sort of mini marketing campaign after another. And each mini campaign within the campaign is tied to something that's going on in the news. And then what MoveOn or John Edwards will do is, okay, this week we're talking about poverty, or this week we're talking about Iraq. And then they set goals for people in the social networks to fulfill on their own, which is, of course, the essence of leveraging social marketing. You want to give people something to do and get them excited about something to do. And the advantage of doing mini campaigns is that after a week or two, it's over, and they can get satisfaction at a job well done, or if it didn't go well, at least they can move on to the next campaign.
So wait a minute. You said goals. They actually set up goals in terms of the community. So how do they do that? You mean they actually
state it
up?
Well, they'll say, we need to raise this much money by Friday so that we can place these ads on, or we've got this petition, and we want to present this petition to Congress, or Ann Coulter, the conservative commentator, just said this about John Edwards. Let's show her and let's show the media that we won't stand for that. They tie their mini campaigns into things that are happening in the news, and then they ask for shows of support, whether in money or signatures or phone calls to talk radio shows or all of the above. And they also want to get more people excited and enlist more people campaign by campaign. So sometimes it's just as easy as tell your friends about this.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you really try to apply that, not to digress here, but apply that to like a company, especially a technology company or something like that, that's trying to set some goals for their readers on their website. I mean, you could actually do that. You could say, look, we're trying to, sell 100 let's use Apple, sell 100 video iPods here in the next 2 weeks and see really what kind of reaction they get to that kind of plea, in a sense, to the market.
That's right. Although companies are not in the news as often as a presidential campaign, and often when they are in the news, they don't want to be in the news, there's still no reason you can't tie many campaigns to events like, let's say, there's a convention coming up, an exposition coming up, or a product release date, or the anniversary of a product release date. There are all sorts of creative ways to have time-sensitive, which means exciting, mini campaigns within a marketing campaign.
Okay, so that's good. So this whole idea of best practices of obviously, you, in a sense, using your community and running little campaigns that have goals that ultimately, you know, ask the community to respond and try to help you set those goals. That's very novel. So anything else?
Well, I mean, just to finish the point, this is of particular use to Edwards because his political views are progressive. He's probably the farthest to the left of the three leading Democratic candidates. So he's trying to appeal to a style of campaigning and a style of activism that the Move On community is already familiar with. So the other best practice that's sort of woven into this, along with run mini campaigns, is do something that your communities are already enthusiastic and knowledgeable about doing. Don't try to get them to do something that they don't know how to do.
Yeah, interesting. So
that's
yeah.
That. Moving over to the other side of the aisle, the top campaign, marketing campaign, use of social networking campaign on the Republican side is the Mitt Romney campaign. And the best practice that the Mitt Romney campaign exemplifies, as is befitting of someone who comes out of the business world, is that they have the best back end of any campaign among the presidential campaigns.
So what do you mean?
They have adapted Salesforce.com, so they collect data and they do behavioral micro-targeting. They know every voter they've come in contact with and the time and the date and the issues that were talked about and the demographics. And they use this data to analyze their potential electorate, their potential voters, and divide them into segments, and then tweak their messages to get the most out of these segmented groups. So the Mitt Romney campaign has hired the nation's leading political micro-targeter, a man named Alex Gage, who did this for Bush Cheney in 2004. And on the front end, or the visible end of these campaigns, the Mitt Romney campaign does a terrific amount of crunching the data analysis that comes from all of their contacts and all of their social networking. And they see this as a continuous long-term operation where they are keeping their activists happy by paying individualized attention to them. Romney will actually have telephone sessions with small groups of specially selected Romney supporters, whether they're the top fundraisers or whether they are representatives of a particular demographic group that is the campaign deems crucial. And he'll call them up, and they'll have a conference call. And the conference call will be monitored through a computer interface so that they collect more data. Every contact for the Romney campaign is an occasion to collect more data, to crunch, so that they are more knowledgeable about their supporters.
But wait a minute. So you said, but it's not really social media they use. They use Salesforce's database to do that, not necessarily social media. But you're saying they leverage the social.
Everything they do through social media gets funneled into Salesforce.
Okay. Got it.
So okay. They've adapted Salesforce to the practice of politics. They regard every voter contact as a customer, and they want to keep their customers happy and keep them returning. That's their approach.
Interesting. Okay, so that's sort of a corporate way of looking at it. So is anybody else, in terms of a campaign, doing something that you think is as like goal setting with the first one you mentioned in terms of the community, second then setting up business practices in a sense as a back end? So
yeah,
anything
there are
else?
There are other campaigns, two more in particular worth talking about. One is the Barack Obama campaign. Now here you have someone who has more charisma, a more exciting brand, if you will, than anyone we've seen in several decades. And what the Obama campaign is doing is they look upon the voters almost as a series of fan clubs. And they are staging thousands upon thousands of events to generate enthusiasm for their candidates. And they also have had great success with the company store. All the candidates do events, and all the candidates have a company store. But the Obama campaign is adapting a practice from what we were talking about with Romney, and they are counting these people as donors. So on June 30th, they were able to announce that they had over 250,000 donors to their campaigns, and they are able to lend authenticity to the claim that Obama is the true grassroots candidate. Even though some of these people have done nothing more than buy a T-shirt or go to an event featuring a celebrity who is endorsing Obama. But
are they actually doing this through the blog sites then? Are they having people and then they're getting them? How does that tie into social media?
Actually, if you go to the Obama site and you click on either the Obama store or Obama events, you will be taken to an interface that shows you how they organize these activities. And this is crucial, and this is a best practice from politics that should be adapted into marketing, empowering their supporters to organize on their behalf. Where the Romney campaign micro-targets, the Obama campaign's supporters self-micro-target themselves, which is to say the Obama campaign gives them tools, little software applications, also known as widgets, which they can put on their own websites and circulate among their own social networks. They don't need the big sites, even though the Obama campaign does have more MySpace and Facebook friends listed. The real key, in my opinion, to the success of the Obama campaign so far have been these sort of self-administered micro-targeting activities of enthusiasts.
Interesting. Well, Michael, you have been a great interview, and I really thank you. I appreciate it very much for your being on Marketing Voices.
Well, it's been an honor, and it's been a lot of fun, Jennifer. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And I have been talking to Michael Kornfield, who's the adjunct professor of political management at George Washington University, and he's been talking about the use of social media in politics. And so for all my listeners, until next week, may all the voices you hear be Marketing Voices.